Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob coming to you on this Friday, March 12th. And it's our 24th day of Lent. So today we're going to do a daily Lenten devotional. How's that sound? We're going to look at some scripture from beautiful Psalm 71. We're going to hear some insights from Mary Alice Mulligan from her devotion, Go to Jerusalem, which is where we are going. We're going to have some reflective questions to help us think a little deeper. We've got a great Mary Oliver poem for you today, where she almost has a conversation with an otter, but we'll hold that for later. We've got some soft piano music in the background today. I hope you like it. Intended for massage, yoga, and meditation with water sounds. See what you think. Yeah. And birds. And you combine that with the cerulean surf and sea candle and a little bit of this. Kava tea straight up, and we're ready to go. So on this day, on this very day, we're going to begin with Psalm 71, verses 1 through 12. Psalm 71, 1 through 12, a psalm of praise to God. O Lord, You are my refuge. Never let me be disgraced. Rescue me. Save me from my enemies, for you are just. Turn your ear to listen and set me free. Be to me a protecting rock of safety, where I am always welcome. Give the order to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. My God, rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the clutches of cruel oppressors. O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you, O Lord, from childhood. Yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb, you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. My life is an example to many, because you have been my strength and protection. That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long. And now, in my old age, don't set me aside. Don't abandon me when my strength is failing. For my enemies are whispering against me. They are plotting together to kill me. They say, God has abandoned him. Let's go and get him, for there is no one to help him now. Oh God, don't stay away. My God, please hurry to help me. Amen. Mary Alice Mulligan adds this to our thoughts. She says, every year, the Lenten season invites us to be attentive to our spiritual life. But the one who first thought of us has been closer than our own breath our whole lives. Whenever we want, we can throw ourselves into God's arms in prayer and share our deepest joys and pains, knowing that God understands more than our words are able to babble out. Although we may sometimes feel distant from God, we never are. God is like a pesky little sister who tags after us no matter what. We may feel we've gotten away from her, but if we just turn around, there she is. God is never absent, never absent-minded. When times are difficult for us, if we pay attention, we'll notice that God is most persistently present. We are frail flesh, as Lent emphasizes. Yet God is our present hope, our strength, and our protection. God is always leaning toward us. Now for reflection. Can you take a moment to revel in the glorious, constant presence of God? Can you take just a moment to revel in the glorious, constant presence of God? Remember that when we started this, you put your hand in Jesus' hand for this journey. He will hold you. Can you offer thankful praise for God's ongoing gifts of life and love and forgiveness? Are there times when you felt distant from God? How did it change? Write down what changed and how. Now, take a few minutes to consider others. Do you know someone who may need to be reminded that God is always present in their life? Could you reach out and offer to pray with them? Our poem today, as advertised, is another Mary Oliver classic. This is called Almost a Conversation. Almost a Conversation, which is what happens when someone sitting on the beach encounters an otter coming in and out of the ocean. Almost a Conversation by Mary Oliver. I'll read it through twice. I have not yet, talked with Otter about his life. He has so many teeth, he has trouble with vowels. Wherefore, our understanding is all body expression. He swims like the sleekest fish. He dives and exhales and lifts a trail of bubbles. Little by little, he trusts my eyes and my curious body sitting on the shore. Sometimes he comes close. I admire his whiskers and his dark fur, which I would rather dye than wear. He has no words. Still, what he tells about his life is clear. He does not own a computer. He imagines the river will last forever. He does not envy the dry house I live in. He does not wonder who or what it is that I worship. He wonders morning after morning that the river is so cold and fresh and alive, and still I don't jump in. Almost a Conversation by Mary Oliver. I have not really, not yet, talked with Otter about his life. He has so many teeth, he has trouble with vowels. Wherefore, our understanding is all body expression. He swims like the sleekest fish. He dives and exhales and lifts a trail of bubbles. Little by little, he trusts my eyes and my curious body sitting on the shore. Sometimes he comes close. I admire his whiskers and his dark fur, which I would rather dye than wear. He has no words. Still, what he tells about his life is clear. He does not own a computer. He imagines the river will last forever. He does not envy the dry house I live in. He does not wonder who or what it is that I worship. He wonders, morning after morning, that the river is so cold and fresh and alive, and still, I don't jump in. Let us pray. Holy God, our ever-present refuge, when I am weak and discouraged, help me sense your power, drawing me close to your love. Amen.